It's the Platinum Club. And here's your weekly podcast that takes the principles of showbiz blueprint to the next level. In each episode, Barry serves up a message to motivate, guide, and inspire you to play bigger, act bolder, take bigger risks, and win. Direct from his studio in the Sierra Mountains and straight into your business, here's Barry.
Hey, 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 hey! Hello, everybody. Woof! What a ride getting here. What a ride. Life is exciting. Always got something going on. Platinum Podcast, episode 28. 90-day money game. We're going to go into deep proposals. As you know, proposals are the final frontier of the money game. We've done a touch on each of the four stages. We've done a deep dive now. This will be the fourth deep dive. And let's talk about it. The money game pep talk, I want to just get you guys going one more time. We are 30 days into this thing now. And I hope you are all in it with your heart and soul. This experience, I promise you, is about so much more than money. And I bet those of you who are playing it right now are feeling it. I hear it back in private messages, in emails, and I just see it kind of bubbling. And that's what this is about. Small returns on the amount of book gigs for the number of proposals put out. And I made it very clear at the beginning, this game was about putting out proposals. The money that comes back is nice, and it's not what we're going for right now. We're going to tune into that starting in March. This is a rugged training, you know, in taking action. It's not something that's business as usual, and I think you feel that. And success always comes from putting out proposals. That's it. You know, whether they're inbound calls or whether they're things that you're doing to create outbound marketing, the amount of money you bring in depends on the proposals you put out. And we're going to work on refining the proposals to get results in March. We'll do that in private half-hour strategy sessions and in the last two podcasts of the month. We'll do them that way. This is brave work, no doubt about it. You won't be the same when this is done. So today we're going to explore the proposal. I've shared a few ways to get it in front of people, you know, what it is and how to get it in front of people. Today we'll look at some of the fine points for really tuning it in and refining it and sort of 201-ing it, right? Going to the next level of putting them out there and creating them in a way that gets you out of the equation and puts them center stage. Subtle differences that make a huge difference in the results and how they're heard. And now that you've got some experience in putting them out in a way that you were comfortable, familiar, now we can start playing. You know, now we can dig in a little bit deeper. Take these templates to heart, the ones that I'm going to show you today. Commit to them. It's a third of the way through the 90 days, and it's time. It's game on time, and I know we're doing it. All right, proposals 201. In episode 23, you got the nuts and bolts of the proposed process. Just kind of what it's about, why we do it, and a way to try it. And there is great relief in the proposed stage. Have you felt that? You know, putting out the proposal and getting it out of the what-if stage and just kind of closing the door on it. You know, in the create stage, we drew that line in the sand and we said, hey, come over here and let's do this together. Now in the proposed stage, we say, here's what it's going to take to make it happen. A lot of relief in that. We've done the hard work and now we have a job. You ready for the job? To recognize our value, to not negotiate against ourselves, to stay in our power around pricing and value. And that is such a big one. And I'm just going to bring that in again. To stay in our power around pricing and value. I love seeing people on the alumni group who are using the want to work together when neither of us have to compromise line. It's powerful. And there's a lot to be said for just standing in that power. I mean, we're seeing it transfer into gigs in the alumni group all the time now. So, and our final job is to see it through and not to stop serving until we get a yes or a no. All right, that's important. I think AJ asked a question about that in the coaching form, and I want to tackle that. Actually, I'm going to tackle that in a podcast or in a whiteboard session. We'll see how it goes at the end of this month. Okay, reluctant hero. Let's talk about. We're going to dig into the proposals way. The reluctant hero is a story template that we're going to use in these proposals. The story humanizes you to the prospect. All right, this is a great leveler. This is a story template that lets everybody put their selves in your place and see a time in their lives when it was true for them. It shows you as approachable, authentic, and vulnerable, powerful triggers to use. And so here's how it goes. It says, basically, here's what I'll do for you. You know, I'll perform at your wedding. I'll change the environment at your wedding. I'll wake up your attendees at your first opening general session. You know, what are you going to do? Here's what I'll do for you. I've been doing it ever since. And here's where we kind of pick a date and we tell a little tiny story about it, sort of a real short story about maybe the first time we were doing it. What it meant to you and to the audience. What it meant to you and the audience. And this is basically your big why. This is why I do it. You make the pitch with the money as a line item. So let me run through a typical hero's journey, reluctant hero story that you can use in a proposal. Hey, you have your wedding coming up in June. Beautiful time for a wedding. And I want to make sure that none of your guests ever look at their phone or forget the love that's being created there. I've done this since 2002 when I got invited to a friend's wedding and I realized the power that this magic had at an event that was based around the magic of love. What the audience there became so engaged, they were thanking the bride after the party for months for making it so popular. And that's why I continue to do it this day. I didn't set out to do it, but I had that experience and now I do it at 100 weddings a year. So that's a real basic intro to a reluctant hero story. It's such a powerful opening for a proposal because it allows them, like I said, to see you as a real person, approachable, authentic, vulnerable, and they get your big why. And then, of course, at the end of that, you're going to make the pitch just as a line item. It's not going to be apologetic or any kind of setup about why it costs that. Put it out there and go. Second template we're going to use for this is the live video proposal. This is big. This is bold stuff. I love doing this. You and the camera. To what level you're on camera is variable. I'll go into that here. You got the all-in version, and that is a pleasant background or a green screen with an office scene or a green screen with something that relates to your event. Maybe you have one of a big audience or a corporate event or a wedding. A festival, whatever it is, you can do such a cheap, easy green screen. I'll put a link to one that I know somebody's using from our group, and it just sets up right behind your camera, boom, blank it out, put a nice ballroom behind it, and just make the proposal eye to eye. So get the pleasant background and good audio. Get a little lav mic on. Bullet points of the proposal, stay concise. That's something we're really going to do on this. We're not going to ramble. We're going to get these things as quickly as possible. And it's going to be basically your reluctant hero opening story, the bullet points of your proposal, the day, the time, what you're going to give them, the price of it, and just stay concise. Move it along and follow up. Also have it on the page that you send them to in writing. Okay, and then we're going to do the partial. If not the all-in, then the partial. And this is open live, and it's the only time that you address them face-to-face, and then you shift to slides. And you're basically going to do the same thing. Bullet points, photos and video, anything to accompany it. Going to keep it moving and include the written version of it as well. So two really powerful ways to use live video proposal. I've been doing a lot of live video over this last couple weeks on Showbiz Blueprint page. I did a behind the scenes studio live video the other day just kind of show you what I'm using. Way, way, way more than you guys need to be doing this stuff. You can literally do both of these templates with an iPhone and iMovie editor. You can have the keynote, do the slideshow, run through it, record the audio and put it on. And even if that's generic enough, you can have just the partial. You can just use the live video at the very beginning, which you can record in 10 seconds, just saying the company name and then boom, shift into the slides. If you keep it generic enough, a great way to do it for this 90-day money game. All right, so knowing which one to choose, this is going to require some testing and some gut intelligence. I want you to keep testing that. I'll hit on that in a second, but you know, don't be stuck on something that's not working. Use your gut intelligence, what it's telling you to do. Basis on your connection to the receiver. If it's completely cold, don't spend a lot of time doing an all-in video. It's just not worth it. Get a generic one for the wedding market, for the corporate event market, for coming to St. Louis, Missouri market, whatever it is. Get one and then do the quick partial introduction that I showed right here. Just go live in front of the camera for 10 seconds to welcome them. So easy to do on the iPhone. Okay, and you can use the Reluctant Hero with either video. It's a great opening for either video, very powerful. And the Reluctant Hero story can also be the opening to a written proposal. No reason to not to have to do that on video. You can keep it real short and succinct and just tell the Reluctant Hero story in, you know, 5-6 sentences. And if you are doing enough proposals to split test, please do it. You know, send out 3 this way, 3 another way, 3 another way, and just kind of see. You can judge it off inquiry, response that you get, and also one that I don't want you to ignore, just the energy you have when you're doing it. Do some of them renew you? A great coach that I listen to a lot called Dan Sullivan, he talks about unique ability, and that is something that you're good at, you enjoy doing, and it gives you energy when you're doing it. So look out for those and listen to your body on that one. That's a great truth sensor there. Okay, best practices, and then we'll wind this one up. Stay consistent with the game. Think about a drum beat. You know, I have a virtual assistant, and we're doing a lot of marketing. She's looking for companies for me in that $25 to $50 million range to do my consulting stuff with. But it's just like a drum beat. She does this on Monday, this on Tuesday. Researching again on Wednesday, following up with the Monday people on Thursday. It's just this constant drumbeat, and it always goes, and the compounding gains of that are, you know, I just can't say enough about it. Proposing is a very personal statement. I want to just tell you that. So be yourself plus. Be the best version of yourself in those proposals. Stand up. Learn to smile when you're talking. Keep them succinct. Don't waste people's time. Be the person that you're going to be on stage. Have that energy in your proposal, especially if you're doing video. Continually upgrade your proposals. Let them flow out of you. Get to the point where they're just literally flowing out of you and just constantly test. Like I said a minute ago, don't keep doing stuff that isn't working. You know, if you're sending out a bunch and just not hearing back, you got to try something different. And I've given you a couple ideas in here, and also during the private session we have in beginning of March, you can reach into me and we'll come up with some for you. How would you propose if you were truly of service, if you weren't thinking about, man, I want to get this gig, I want to get this gig? That level of proposal, that level of honesty and service, that will land you more gigs than you know what to do with, especially if you're looking into a camera. All right, the better you get at proposals, the more you'll book. It is literally proportional. There is no magic, no fuzzy math, nothing exponential there. It's just straight through. All right, on this page, there's a link to book your 90-day money game strategy session. Grab one of those. We'll spend a half hour digging in and really refining what you're doing. Have your numbers ready for our meeting. Just how many proposals have you sent out? How much are you up to? I know a few people are already up over $100,000 in proposals, which is great. And bookings coming in from those, so I'm happy for that. Check also for the late February. It's going to be here in the next, early next week, we'll do the February whiteboard session. I wrote you a letter today just saying I was not ready for this month to be 28 days. Just too much going on and going off grid to lead one of those weekends again. Got the best of me here. So sign up for a whiteboard session. Please remember that anything goes, absolutely anything goes in those whiteboard sessions. We could come out of that with an outline of what you need to do for the next year. All right, you guys, I'm going to say goodbye and I will talk to you in March. Bye-bye.